Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 375 for March 3, 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for about 10 seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, we'll wait for you to get one. Our net is open, but a little bit, no. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or UTC, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And the TechLink conference used to belong to Michael, the E6UX, and we always wanted to express our gratitude for him letting us use it, but now it's under new management, and I haven't looked up the call sign and the name of the new owner of the conference. I need to look into that. But whoever that is, we would also express our appreciation for our using this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not have to be associated with SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, well, I ordered new editions of the ARRL publications, the handbook and the antenna book. The last ones I ordered were several years ago, so I thought it was about time to get the latest version. So, with that on my mind, the topic this week is, do you own those two books, the ARRL handbook and the ARRL antenna book, and I don't want to say how old are your copies, but, you know, how often do you get the latest version, I guess is what I'm getting at there. I think it would be kind of wasteful to get one every year, but you go every couple of years, every 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. That's kind of what I'm thinking there. So, right. Let me check the dashboard here. I see KD9NDJ, KF6GPE, N4RNW, VK6BQQ, KC1TCA, and the HAM conference. So, all those individual call signs are regulars here. You know how we do this. I don't need to explain. But for the folks out there on the HAM conference who may not be familiar with our net, if you want to join us, key up with your call sign, and I can take more than one at a time. You don't have to. You can ride each other's coattails, let's say. And I will add you to my list. And when we run out of additional call signs, then I'll start going down my list. All right, I'll let it time out. Sorry about that. So anyway, when there are no additions to the list, I'll start going down the list and giving everyone a chance to speak. So, I guess at this point, is there anyone who would like to be added to my list? If you heard your call sign before, you're already on it. I think you know that. But any new or additional call signs, please call now.
I'll get on the list. VK2DY.
Okay, I've got VK2DY. Anyone else? All right. So for now, let's go with the call signs that I've got here. Next up is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. I've got all those books. I'm not sure how old they are. They can't be more than 5 years old because that's when I got my license. I'll look through the pile and recheck and give you exact info on it. also have the Bonding and Grounding book and a bunch of other books. The Operator's Manual is pretty handy dandy. Anyway, that's the story. It's KD9NDJ back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And just to let you know, your audio is very low this week, even lower than usual there. So not sure what the problem is. A little noisy as well. But I know you had issues with audio in the past, so just so you know. Next on my list is VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. A very good morning from Western Australia. And yes, just to reiterate the TechLink, I think Michael, I haven't heard from him for a while, so I'm not sure what's going on, but we have new people in from Minnesota. And, of course, Michael and the folks at Minnesota have had, and they are and will be on TechLink. So a little bit of a change over the last little while, but the TechLink will prevail, that's for sure. Great to have you aboard, sir. Thank you for being here. AB9FJ and the group, VK6BQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Next on my list is KF6GPE. Oops, he dropped off of the dashboard here, so maybe he's got some issues there. Maybe he'll be back. There he is. Let's wait for him to hear the recorded message. And then it'll be his turn there, KF6GPE.
Name is CD in Boulder, California. ICFU name is Michael. Now I'm already going to read for my copy of the form. My dad is a CFO. I ran up 10 in 3 years or 5 years in the water commercial business. A little bit of a just remain another year. The same is true in 10 books. Summary, KFC.
Okay, Ray, that was pretty weird. I don't think I've ever heard that before on this net here. You would have like a second or two of okay audio, and then it would drop for another second or two, and then you'd come back, and it did that for the whole transmission there. So, I mean, it almost makes me wonder if you have some other application that's competing for the microphone. That's just a wild-ass guess here, but you might want to check everything there and then come back and recheck into the net here later.
89 FJ KF6GPE, is this better?
Yes, that was perfect. Go ahead.
All right, it's something weird with Echo Link on my PC. Anyhow, I was just saying, sorry, name is Ray, call sign is KF6GPE, SDF username is my call sign, and I'm in sort of north of Central California near Silicon Valley. I was saying that the very first copy of the AWRL handbook I got was in 1984. I still have it. My dad gave it to me hoping I'd become a ham. I didn't at the time because of the CW requirement. But, oh well, I did read it cover to cover. I tend to get a new copy every 5 years or so. Sometimes I get suckered into doing it more than that if it's a commemorative edition. Like I had like the 98th edition, and then I broke down and got the 100th centennial edition for reasons that escaped me. But and the same is true of the antenna handbook, every 5 years or so. I agree with you, Wayne, that you know every year is probably a little bit much in terms of paper and money to actually shell out. But they're definitely must-reads in my book. 73 KF6 GPE.
Okay, yeah, fine business there. Yeah, you were totally 100% copy that time. And now I should add, I'm trying to think when I think the last one I bought might have been as much as 10 years ago, the 2005 edition. So I was a little slow on that. But when I go to Hamfest, if I see somebody at a table in the flea market, and they've got a handbook that I do not already have a copy of. And I carry with me a little index card with all the editions of the handbook that I have so that I can make sure that I don't buy a duplicate. But if I see somebody who's selling an old handbook for like a dollar and I don't already have it, I'll probably grab it. So I've got a collection of handbooks going back to, I think the oldest one I've got, I'd have to check my inventory to be sure, but I think I have at least one that dates back to either the 20s or the 30s. I know I've got some in the 50s and maybe the 40s. So I sort of had the idea of, you know, maybe trying to have a complete set, you know, but I wasn't really pursuing it actively, just sort of a target of opportunity kind of thing at HamFest. So, you know, there are a lot of the 70s, 80s, and 90s that you can pick up, handbooks and such, for real cheap. There were a lot of them published and a lot of them bought, and now a lot of them are available for resale. So if you're kind of interested in the history of amateur radio and how things have changed over the years, it's you might want to, you know, next time you're at a Ham Fest and you see like a 1985 handbook for $1, you know, you might pick it up just to see what it was like. All right, moving along. N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and all those on this side of the world, and Reg, and all those on that side of the world. Good morning to you all. The sun has gone down here in southwest Florida. A beautiful day. This is the reason why we have snowbirds and tourists, is this kind of a day-to-day. Sunny, dry, beautiful out there. Other than that, you know, we're soaking it up because summer's going to come, and the thunderstorms, humidity, and hurricanes, too, like we had the last couple years. But that's down the road. So hope everybody's all right. That's all I've got tonight. So have a good evening. Have a good morning. And this is N4RNW. Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Harold. And, yeah, the weather up here has been very nice lately. Just a couple of weeks ago, we went, you know, like a whole week with the high temperatures below freezing. And now we've got high temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think there's still a chance that March can bring us, you know, it comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion, as they say. So, We might still have some nasty weather ahead of us, but at least for now, it's not too bad. All right, next on my list is KC1TCA.
Hi, Wayne and everybody. This is KC1TCA. Rich, my name is Rich in East Falmouth, and my SDF, East Falmouth, Massachusetts, southeastern Mass, and my SDF username is Romeo Foxtrot X-Ray. Had to think about that for a second. RFX. We have, our weather is 20, it was in the 20s today, so it's really cold here. I don't know if anybody else is going to get it, but it is really cold here. But it was really pretty, too. It was very, very sunny and clear. And I do have one of those. I bought one of the 100, the anniversary or centennial edition, because it was really beautiful. And it was a new ham, and I was pretty excited to get it. And I got it, and every time I look through it, I think I need to go on vacation so that I can read it, because it's amazing. And I really like having it, but I can never seem to find the time to sit down and actually read it. So I'm amazed, Ray, that you have read it back to front to back, because that is a major achievement. That maybe it was smaller back then. But that's basically it. I don't think I would buy another one, not for a while, but I am interested in the antenna one. Because I still, you know, I've got a lot to learn, but I know there's a ton in this one that I can learn from, so I just need to figure out how to find time to sit down and read it. But that's it. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Richard. The handbook that I just bought is the all-in-one book, but I'm thinking that I might have been better off if I had bought the, like, there's a six-volume set. And at each of the elements of that set is a much smaller book that is easier to carry around with you and read it, like, at lunch or whatever when you've got a spare moment, a little bit more conducive to that. And so maybe the next time I upgrade or, you know, get the latest version, I'll go for the multi-volume set instead of the single volume. Next on my list is VK2DY.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where the weather has taken a turn for autumn here. It's only about 23 degrees Celsius and overcast. So we've been in the 30s for the last week Celsius. So a little bit of a cooling off here and a little bit of a touch of autumn. We're going to have a week in the 20s Celsius this week, upper 20s, but still 20s. So you can see autumn coming. You can feel it coming. Other than that, I apologize for connecting up stars. Sometimes you go on autopilot, and I was on autopilot this morning. it's 11 o'clock. Look up stars. So anyway, I got to disconnect it quick, so I guess it's okay. But anyway, thank you for putting up with that. As far as stuff goes, let me reset for a second. So I put the owner of TechLink in the text box. It's a fellow named Mike Norbum, and he's N0 Victor Zulu Charlie. And he's located in Minnesota, but the server it's running on is located in North Carolina. Not that any of that makes any difference, but anyway, he is the new administrator of TechLink, and he also is the administrator of HandyHam. So that's the connection we have there, long connection with HandyHam, which all three of our systems do, HAM, TechLink and HandyHam, all were on Michael's system at one point. Anyway, sorry about all that, but just to explain a little bit. Other than that, I tend to not keep paper books anymore. They just get to be too crowded and too messy. So I have a number of books on electronic store. I use the, what's it called? Anyway, I keep an electronic library of books, and I do have a couple editions of the amateur radio, ARRL, amateur radio technical manual, stored electronically. And that's the way I keep all my books now. It's kind of nice. I can have it read out to me so I can listen to it. And so I prefer to keep everything electronically now. VK2DY, back to that.
Okay, thank you, Robert. I think nowadays when you buy a handbook or an antenna book, when I did it just now, I mean, just this last week, they shipped me the paper copies of it, but within like 24 or 36 hours in my email box, I had a link that I could go to the ARRL website and download the PDF version. Or I think in the case of the antenna book, it's not just a PDF version of the book, but there's also a bunch of programs like, you know, antenna modeling code and stuff like that. So I think you can probably buy just the electronic version without buying the paper version. Maybe that's what you've been talking about doing there. Let me just acknowledge that I see in the chat Victor Uniform 2, Mike Delta Alpha, has dropped his call sign in there. I don't know if he just wants to be kind of an in and out check-in. I will mark him as such. But if he's able to give us audio, I will call for him now to come forward.
Debbie9 Fox Talk, this is Victor United 2, Mike Delta Alpha. Handle Sounder, Zero Oscar, Uniform November, Delta, Alpha, Romeo. Sounder is my handle. QTH Industrial City, Coimbatore in South India is my QTH. Here Indian Standard Time around nearing 6 a.m. or 6 a.m. Monday morning. Hopefully a wonderful day, wonderful week ahead here in India. WX somewhat breezy morning, moderate breeze, some cool and comfortable. Yes, I am in walking mode, sir. I have started my walking session some 30 minutes back, and it will go another 15 minutes after that. Going to do some breathing exercises, yoga, pranayam, bhastriya, and sat kriya. Those I have learned from my Guruji, Sri Sri Ravi Sangajiri, from the Art of Living.
Okay, you cut off rather abruptly there, Sansar. Were you finished?
Thank you very much, sir. Nothing much particular. due to my speedy walking, my breaths are most probably ups and downs. I apologize for that, sir. With kind permission, I would like to say my 73 stone and all there. Mike back to net control from return on net to Mike Delta Alpha Sounder from India. Standing by.
Okay, thank you for joining us this week, Soundhar. So, I think I have given everyone on my list a chance to speak. Let's go back and see if there is anyone else on the HAM conference who would like to join us. Any new check-ins from the HAM conference, please come now with your call sign. Okay, how about rechecks from those on the TechLink conference? If you would like to expand upon what you said before, please call now.
KD9NDJ here, hoping my audio is a little better.
Yes, it is, Ken. You're back up to about mid-scale on the little VU meter here. Formerly, you were down around 15 or 20%. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's Windows at work. It went through an update, and when it does that, it dumps everything back to built-in audio system instead of any sound cards or whatever. So, anyway, I'm looking at my books here. I've got the operating manual and the antenna book, but I don't have the handbook. I haven't really cracked these books too much. They are way over my head, generally speaking. It's a miracle that I passed any of the radio exams. But, you know, it would be interesting to get a set of six books for $69. I'll consider it. That's KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, fine business, Ken. You know, I'm thinking you're working on restoring some of those boat anchors, so you might especially be interested in some of those older handbooks that were very tube-oriented. Perhaps you already have some other reference material about tube rigs, but that's just a thought there. Any other rechecks or additional comments? Okay, so let's make this final call before I close the net. If you have something else to say or you want to join us now that you passed on before, please call now. Okay, I think this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net at, let's call it 0032 UTC. I don't know. I haven't even mentioned the DMR talk group in a long time. I don't suppose anybody has had any luck with that lately, but, you know, 31650 if you want to give it a try. You can also join us in COM on SDF, usually in the Anon radio room. So this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody. I'll look for you next week.
73, y'all. KS6GPE.